You know, let's just start.
No intro?
No intro. They know who we are.
That will be the start. Okay, go.
Okay. So, this is Bond Girl, and I'm here with Denver Dino. And,
hi.
Yes, say hello.
I just think.
Okay, and we're going to be, not me, I've already answered these questions, but Denver hasn't yet. So, should I call you Denver or Dino or Denver Dino?
Everyone asks me this question.
DD, double D, should I call you double D?
Just call me like you want to, just don't call me Frenchie, that's all.
I wouldn't do that. That just sounds rude.
That's my only recommendation.
Okay. All right. I will not call you that. I'll call you Denver, because that's what I've been calling you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So you're going
to
be answering...
If you want me to explain, the point is Denver Dino comes from an old cartoon, and... the character is called Denver, and he's a dinosaur.
That's really cute. So I'll call you Denver.
You don't know Denver, the last dinosaur.
I don't actually... I'll tell you right now, though. Because I was curious where it came from. Before you and I, or no, I think it was when you and I first started talking, I looked up, I put Denver Dino into a Google search, and Denver the Last Dinosaur popped up, and I was like, that's really cute. So.
Okay, so go.
I stalked you.
Oh my god, she's in love.
Or I'm just a creep, either one. Okay, let's get started. So you can finally answer the twack or tuak or yeah. You know, whatever we want to call it. And again, these are thanks to a friend, Rob One Fab One Fo.
Hi, Rob. Thanks. Really, thanks.
Okay, number one. Where do you rank erotic audio compared... Oh, goddamn, I need my glasses for this, no matter how dirty they are right now. Because apparently I'm blind. Oh, my God, they're filthy. All right, I'm just moving the screen close to my face then. Okay, sorry. Let's start
every
again.
Detail. You will know okay. So much about
this. Okay. Number one, where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of, quote, adult entertainment, and why?
Okay, I think I would go with first, actually, because, well, I like a nice visual stimulation, but but in erotic audio, you are mostly more involved in the stuff, so it's nicer to me. Make my imagination work. So yeah, first.
First, alright.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite?
I like... can I say Joyce or G-O-I?
J-O-I's, yeah.
G-O-I.
I would consider them quite joyful, though.
yeah, and I also like stories, basically. But only girls' voice. I don't have anything against guys, but it just doesn't turn me on. That's it.
Okay.
Is that a good answer?
There is no judgment here. This is
this is a
safe space, Denver.
I know. It's just because you were like, okay. I don't know.
There is no judgment here. There is no right or wrong answer.
I know.
But if you don't answer it to my approval, then I'll make you answer more. Number three. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios?
Yeah, quite a few, I'd say. turn-ons, I know. I think I would say I just discovered stuff I'm okay with. I mean, stuff I never experienced before. But
would you like to go into detail?
I mean, like, dominant stuff. That kind of things.
Which dominant? Like, you or the woman?
Both.
Well, alright then. Denver's a switch.
Oh, yeah. PM me, ladies. Late, because I'm trying to laugh quietly, but when I laugh like that, I hear my brother.
Wait, you say you sound like your brother when you, like, you hear your brother in your laugh when you laugh like that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a complicated sentence, but I think it's...
yeah. It made sense to me. Whatever. Moving on. Any other turn-ons besides the dominance?
I have no precise idea. No.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
It's the most, the main one, I think.
Okay, either I completely skipped this question when I answered originally.
No, it's because there are new questions, I think.
Oh! There are new questions. Oh my gosh.
You can answer with me then.
Okay.
I don't know. You don't have to. I'm kidding.
Okay, this is number four. I was like, wait a second. This doesn't sound familiar. See, I'm away for, what, like 2 months or so, and everything changes. And what's with all the group sex? There's like tons of group sex now. I'm not complaining. Is this like the new fad or something on GWA?
Yeah, people just met.
Or orgies, like fucking everywhere. Spread the love.
Spread the love and the cum, yeah.
Spread the cum everywhere.
Everywhere.
We all scan the tags to find the audios that pique our interests. Without regard to title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags.
Okay, so 5 gender tag. So F4N. Mm-hmm. And 4. So BJ. GOI. What else? I really have to think.
What about, you mentioned dominant, so what about M sub?
Yeah, why not?
Or F dom, I guess.
Yeah, that's
fem dom.
That's not really something I'm looking for, you know. Just, it depends on my mood, actually. It's, so I couldn't say for every time. So, yeah, BJ, basically, and GY, because I really love that. But other stuff, it really depends on my mood. So, yeah, it can be F down or F sub. or sometimes just orgasm. Because, yeah, I...
You just want to hear the girls come.
Yeah, I like that.
See,
talk,
I never...
Dirt talk.
Dirty talk, okay.
Dirt talk, yeah.
Yeah, I never really put orgasm in my tags. I just always figured it was a given. Like,
yeah,
we're here to masturbate and get off, so...
Yeah, but some people precise. Yeah,
but. Yes, some people are very precise, very particular with their tags.
Yeah.
Which is appreciated.
Thank you.
Number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a suit, a woman in a summer dress, a man in a uniform, a woman in cutoffs, etc.
I don't know what is cutoff.
Cutoffs are basically like jean shorts. So if you imagine jeans, but you like cut the legs off, those are cutoffs.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, let's go for that. Yeah, and woman in a suit. I love suits. Yeah.
What about a nice summer dress?
I don't know. It depends on the dress itself, but it's not.
So you're an ass man, then, is what I'm getting.
What?
Are you an ass man? Because you said cutoffs and like a suit, which is usually more form fitting around the ass.
I wouldn't say I'm an ass man. I like boobs too. Like, I like everything. I like women, basically.
Okay, you're an everything man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't like bitches.
You don't like bitches.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone likes bitches.
Well, some people do.
Which is weird to me. I mean, unless you're going to like give them like a rough fucking, like, oh, you're such a bitch, let me put you in your place, then...
That must be bad, yeah.
Because, I mean, I would do it. Number 6. Where is the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated?
Okay. In a train restroom, I masturbated. I was alone. Yeah.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I was alone.
Oh. Usually those restrooms are really cramped, though, so...
Oh, that can be nice, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, you.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Number 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex?
I would have multiple answers. Yeah. I mean, I like the couch because it's comfy. But then it's also about being spontaneous. You know? Like cooking, you know, and just... Oh, my hand ripped off. Yeah, that's fun too.
Okay. What about the shower?
Yeah, shower's nice, but I don't know.
Shower sex looks good and sounds good, but the logistics aren't that easy.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. It's still fun to fool around in the shower, though.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes. Here, let me soap you up. Let me get you extra clean.
Rub harder.
Um, this is another new question. What accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question include handcuffs, a corset, adult toys, a paddle, body paints, candles, or any other item or items you included to enhance the sex. I can actually answer this one after you.
Okay. It looks like you will have more stuff to say than me. I only used toys and food. That's it.
What food did you use?
I already told it in the last one.
Was the whipped cream. Yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of toys did you use?
I forgot the English word for that. Come on.
Was vibrator?
No, it was just dildo. Yeah.
Dildo. Okay. Okay. So. All right. I've used.
Too late to be shy.
I've used a vibrator, corset, lingerie, rope, ice cubes. A flogger.
What's that?
It's like the strips of leather all in one that you hit them all. I saw. It was really nice. I had a strap on one time, but unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to use it. Sad face. I was actually really disappointed about that.
That's sad.
I've used, I guess, like ties, like neckties. We've used as bondage before, blindfolds.
I feel so ridiculous.
Does a collar count?
What?
Like a collar.
A collar. I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I use that one. And hot peppers.
Wow.
They were mild. And I would lick the juice off her nipples and then put an ice cube in my mouth and suck on the nipples to cool it off.
Nice.
And I think that's about it.
Okay.
I'm thinking of like my other toys, but I haven't used those with anyone else. I haven't used my Hitachi, my plug, or my riding crop yet with anyone else. So I still have room for experimentation.
Okay, guys. Okay,
next question.
Guys, PM her.
Or ladies. All right, have you ever had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience?
Never.
Never had a one-night stand. Okay.
Not my thing.
I think
I will never do that, basically.
Yeah. I've never had what you would consider, I guess, a typical one-night stand where you meet the person that night, you have sex, and you never talk to them again. I've never done that. But I've had casual sex with someone I intended to date, or we went on a date, or like a friend.
Yeah.
So, but never, I don't think I could do like the typical one-night stand thing with a stranger. I couldn't do that.
Totally okay with casual sex, but one-night stand is.
Yeah, I have to get to know the person.
Not interesting to me.
Yeah. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do?
I never did that, but Yeah, I would gladly experience. That's something I could do.
So, would you do two guys and a girl, two girls and a guy, or like two couples, or?
Never thought of that, actually. I just, if another guy is involved, I wouldn't like him to touch me, that's it.
Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots?
I'm totally okay with both.
It just depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah, and it depends on my partner. Yeah.
Denver the Dino Switch. When you are nearing an orgasm,
That's a nice
but
nickname.
Denver the Oh my god,
Someone
that's gonna be your new
who was
username.
that? Someone said Denver Dinosaur. Also, yeah,
Oh.
was fancy. I can't remember his
I'm
name.
sure you don't mind being called sir, though.
No, I don't. PM me, ladies. Promotion.
Promotion. I feel like I'm like pimping you out here now. Oh yeah, Bond Girls endorsement. Woo.
Product placement, that's it.
Breathe, breathe, breathe. Okay. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come?
Ooh, that's
Oh. Ooh, baby.
that would be a lot, and it depends on if I'm tying up or being tied up. And yeah, just
Some examples, please.
oh, I mean, just like come for me is really efficient. Just
Really, I
please
bet
come
that's
for me. Or
pretty effective, yeah.
yeah, I mean, yeah, please. Or
So do you like the begging?
yeah, begging itself, and also instruction. I mean, be a good guy, be a good boy, and come for me would be nice too. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Do you have any like trigger phrases? Like, do you like hearing stuff like where to come or
Oh,
like
yeah, that can be nice. Yeah, I just didn't think of that. I mean, I can't think of that when I'm acting, but just like that. I don't know, but yeah, that's a nice idea. Let's
You
do
have
that.
to hear examples. So like if someone said this might be getting out of hand here.
Where is it going to lead us?
Nowhere good.
It was supposed to be questionnaire.
I am giving you questions. This is for the listener, okay, listeners.
Okay.
These are for the ladies that you're gonna bang.
Yeah, PM me, ladies.
So if a girl said something like, "I want you to come in my pussy."
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If she
Oh, I listened to your M sub
tells
one,
me, yeah, if she
so.
tells me she's going to come, that can be a trigger too, I think.
Okay. So I listened to your M sub, which was very, very good.
Yeah,
I highly
thanks for
recommend
the
it
product
to.
placement once again.
Absolutely. I gotcha. So if anyone's interested, he put a lot of work into it. It is very well done.
Thanks.
And I highly recommend Denver Dyna's M-Sub audio.
Check this one.
It was very good. So, in light of that, I'm assuming you would like to hear something like Be My Nasty Boy and Come For Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day?
Multiple orgasms. I got close a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I always lost it so far. I'm not losing my hope. So.
Hey, if you got close, sometimes it just takes one little thing to push you over. Trust me, before I was able to come multiple times, that's what I'd be like, I think I can come again. No, maybe not. But then I had something push me over the edge, and it's just awesome. So.
I think so, yeah. And record number of orgasms in one day. So it's not about multiple orgasms.
Yes, exactly. So how many in one day? A marathon session of jerking off, or
you were
the hot lover. You just have to have them six times in one day.
Oh, it has to be with someone else?
No, it doesn't. Just have them.
Because, I've been a teenager. So I think...
We've all heard about the vacuum cleaner.
Well, yeah, so I've been a teenager, and I think a few times I lost the count.
It's pretty much just like air coming out at the end.
There was nothing left, yeah.
Yeah. I was a teenager too. I used to tell my parents, I'm changing, and I would change like multiple times in one evening. And then I would actually like change my clothes to keep up with the charade. And then I would also tell them, I'm meditating! So they wouldn't bother me. Okay. Before I ever feel
trick.
Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true?
Oh my god. I think I would go with threesome again. Just, crazy stuff. Yeah.
So that seems pretty tame.
I am for now. PM me, ladies.
Oh, God.
And pervert me.
Oh my god. Okay. have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself or yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or video?
Well, of myself alone, yeah, I did. And what has become of that?
So some lucky ladies got to see a little bit of Denver.
Yeah, that's it. What has become of them? Yeah, I sent it to people. Just for science.
For science. Hey, tell me what you think. Does this look normal to you? By the way, here's my penis.
Meet my penis. Meet Mini Denver.
I'm Denver, this is my dinosaur.
Shit, I should write it down.
You should use that next time.
And now, if I send it to someone else, she won't be expecting that. So.
It's like, wait, didn't you get that from someone else? What? Okay. So have you ever posted anything online? Or have you just sent it, like, privately, like, having fun with people?
Privately.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell.
Train restroom?
Yeah.
That's my only story.
Have you ever... I know personally, have you ever been at a friend's house?
Oh, yeah. Too bad. I wasn't public. I was already alone.
I know I've had to do it at a friend's house before. But I'm a horny bitch, so...
I am too.
You're a horny dinosaur.
You're gonna scare people.
That's right, people. It's a dinosaur. It's massive.
Thank you for the product placement.
Yeah. Okay. Crap, I lost my place. Number 17. Okay. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, you don't have tits, but instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe.
Okay, so basically, I am very ticklish. So I can... No, not to that point. Basically, I can be turned into a huge erogenous area. Like, all of my body. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, like, all of my body.
All over your body.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most people say, like, ears and neck. Mine are, like, my wrists. I've had, like, someone, like, kiss and suck on the inside of my wrist before. And that was...
That's part of it. I mean, I'm open to...
Just your whole body. Wow.
Yeah. Mostly, the nipples. That doesn't count, so...
No, no tits.
No tits.
No tits.
So, yeah, mostly excluding that, I'd say my neck, yeah.
Okay. Number 18, how important is the size of her tits? Oh. Sorry, trying to switch grammar here. How important... Does the size of her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why?
Well, in... Excuse me.
Water. Me too.
Yeah, I don't have water right now.
You always have water with you. You always have, like, a giant bottle of water with you. What's wrong? Yes. I'm serious, like a 3-liter bottle of water he pulls out of somewhere magical, I don't know.
Yeah, but today I was at a friend's place and I forgot to bring water upstairs. Everyone knows my life now. Hi. Yeah, so in real life it doesn't really matter. Actually, because you can still have fun. And in fantasy, that's a big deal. Because, yeah, playing with tits is awesome.
Yeah, I love boobs. I'm the same way. In real life, boobs can be small or not in fantasy, though, I want to smother myself in boobs. They don't have to be ginormous. I just want to be able to press my face into them.
Too big is bad.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to knock myself out with them, but... But I still want to be able to, like, go...
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Next one.
Okay. Sorry, now I'm thinking about tits. In my face. That's where I want boobs right now. I want tits in my face.
Okay, sorry. I can't do that for you.
Denver, get me some boobs, okay?
Hey, I could wake up my mom.
Oh, dude!
I don't think she would like that.
I'm good, okay? I'll pass on...
Okay.
I'll pass on the cougar boobs, I guess. I don't know. The dinosaur mom boobs. Okay.
Okay, go on.
I'm just picturing the conversation. Hey, Mom, I've got this chick online. She's really into boobs, but you're the closest chick. So, what do you say? Give her a show? Okay.
Next one. Go.
Please, number 19. How would you go about undressing your lover? If you are standing and facing each other, describe the process in detail.
Oh, come on. How would you... I like starting with pants, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I like women only wearing tops.
Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah. And then, so, the top, then the bra, and bellies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Come over.
You never stop. I mean, I'm not saying I mind. Number 20, this is the last question.
Oh, that's still the second
question. There is still the second part, so, I mean, let's see how many questions are there. We can do those. Oh. I have no idea how long this recording is already, but fuck it.
Yeah.
We already fucked it. I'm funny.
Yeah, you are.
What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take on average?
Well, I like hand play.
So do you mean like hands together touching, or do you mean like hands all over the body?
Both.
Okay.
Then oral. That's a good foreplay. And how long? Depends on what's happening, how you're feeling in that. I'd say 20 minutes is a good one.
20 minutes will get you in the mood.
No, not in the mood. Foreplay. You have to be in the mood before that.
But, I mean, the mood to continue.
Yeah.
The mood for fucking her gently. I don't know.
I gonna fuck you.
Gently. I'm gonna screw you sweetly. Okay, so that was the end of part one. And now these questions, these are half as many questions as according to Rob, one Bab, one Bo. I always say that because his voice is so deep. So part two is half as many questions, but the questions are harder, and that some are risque and will challenge your honesty. So be warned.
Okay.
Number one.
I can do that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you can. And I'll probably know if you're lying.
Okay. Well.
Because I'm awesome like that. I'm a human lie detector. And obviously, I think people can tell that we're, you know, really good friends by now. So, number one.
So?
If they don't by now,
I
then...
mean, I felt I was good at hiding it, so...
Well, hiding our love.
Oh.
Number one. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios?
When do I do these days? Only in bed, but I did. In the living room, with my roommates beside me. That was fun. in the bus, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
I almost thought you said the butt.
Yeah, I listened to it during my butt.
In the butt. Number two, have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to disappoint everyone, but I didn't have many sex partners. Once I had to stop because I couldn't describe the position. I don't have the English words for that. I could draw it.
Well, use like hand puppets. Like, use like your fingers. Like, were you behind or like on top? Or?
Only you can see me. So.
Oh, then I'll describe it in English because I want to illustrate this for the listeners.
Okay, so it was, I'd say, like. That?
Who was on the bottom?
It was not really bottom stuff. It was like that, and I was on the side like that, you know?
So were you guys kind of like scissoring a little bit?
I could say that like that.
Or was it kind of spooning, but like your legs were like intertwined?
Yeah, it was more like spooning.
So you were like on your side and behind her.
Yeah, but she was on her back.
Oh, I totally know what position you're talking about. Okay. But, like, her leg, one leg was down, one leg was up. You were, like, on your side. She was on her back.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So you have the English words for that.
Well, you did that. But... yeah. It was me. So, yeah, I had to stop because she was... just laying down and barely,
not doing anything.
Yeah, barely moaning. And I was like, would you like to do something at some point? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But she didn't do anything after that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to make some coffee.
Oh, snap. Oh, that's not...
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood anymore.
Yeah, I can see why. If she's starfishing. Starfishing just laying there.
Yeah. It's the same event. Yeah. Well, with French words. Same idea.
What is the French for starfish?
Étoile de mer.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Okay. crap, where am I? Number three. Technically 23. If you discover a very attractive person masturbating, or two very attractive people having sex, and there is no chance... Sorry, I have flashbacks. There is no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watched them?
if these people are not from from my family.
Oh God.
Yeah, I would totally do that if I have no chance of getting
so
caught.
So you'd stay and watch.
Yeah.
Would you masturbate while watching them?
Yeah, totally.
You dirty boy, you.
You have no idea.
So the reason why I was laughing is this actually kind of happened to me recently.
Oh, recently.
I walked in on two of my friends, I felt bad because I thought they heard me coming. One of them, I had to have heard me coming. There's no way, because the stairs to the basement are really loud. She probably didn't hear me for good reason, because she's hard of hearing. He, on the other hand, should have heard me. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was just like, yeah, I'm going to let her walk in. And so literally I just walk in and all I see. I just see her head bobbing up and down. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. And so I was seen, unfortunately, but that's when they invited me to come cuddle with them. So I was like, fuck it, why not? So he covered up and we all just laid on the bed and chatted for a while.
Okay, that's nice.
And then they almost had sex in front of me, but we got interrupted, so. I have interesting friends.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. I should come over, actually.
You should come over. We would all have fun. Number four, in order, rank your three favorite sex positions and explain why they are favorites.
Okay, so I like missionary, just because I like being dominant.
Okay.
I like doggy style, because I like butts. I just like being able to see everything. And then, I like spooning, because I'm lazy.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, that's a nice cuddle sex position.
Yeah, definitely.
If your partner is active.
Yeah. Not starfish. It will do now. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret or Bond Girl Audio GW asked...
Who's that girl?
Who's
I've
she?
Never I've heard of her.
I heard she left for a while.
I never heard of her.
Oh! As soon as they may suck your cock, do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself?
So basically, you are asking me if I answer to you asking me to suck my cock.
No! I thought you've never heard of me.
We are living an interesting situation, because someone mentioned your name in the question, and that's quite flattering.
Yes, it is extremely flattering, and it makes me blush.
So, yeah, I'm friend with a star, basically, so that's something. So, yeah, I sometimes do.
You do answer to... Okay.
Alone in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Which doesn't happen much.
Everyone needs privacy.
Yeah.
To jerk it. When you are checking someone out, where do your eyes go first, second, and third?
First, I would say the whole Silhouette is
silhouette.
Yeah, silhouette. Okay. Second. The butt.
The butt, okay.
And third, the eyes.
Okay. What is it about the eyes that
I like? Expression. Expressive people.
Okay. So, and, yeah, I guess a lot of expression is in the eyes, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes I do. I make sense. Yeah.
Just sometimes, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give you too much credit. Okay, we're almost done here.
Oh, no.
Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard? If you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have?
I never have. Yeah, I would. Gladly.
All right.
Yeah, that must be a nice experience.
I would totally get a lap dance. I want one.
Right now?
Sure, hey, stand up, come on.
I'm not a professional.
Not with that attitude.
Okay,
what is, what is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy?
Oh, good. I have no idea. No.
Come on, Buffy and Spike getting it on? That was pretty hot.
Meh. I don't know. I mostly remember the rape scene, actually, so... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was one. I don't like that one. It was Xander. That was sad.
So, no, not for me. I mean, that's a huge work, because I know James Masters has been traumatized by this scene, and he...
Really?
Yeah, and he... Now he doesn't want to... to play sex scene anymore, because he can't.
Because of the one he did with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah, because of the rape scene, that other sex scene. He did others in Buffy, I think, but it was really for the show, and now he doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, that's a shame that he had such a bad experience with that.
I mean, come on, raping a girl?
Oh, yeah, no, that's... I know Misha Collins had... trouble when he did the movie Carla, and he's in Supernatural as Castiel. He had trouble with that too, but also the director was psychotic, so
So yeah, I actually have no idea for this question, sorry.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give an answer.
Okay.
I actually like the sex scene from The Notebook.
Never saw that.
The uncut version, or the director's cut version, I like way better. Just because it's very passionate, and I love passion in sex, so. Okay, this is the second to last. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example, anal sex, that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it?
I think I never did that. I mean, yeah, I never told myself I would never do something sexually, so.
That's good. You didn't limit yourself.
Hmm?
It's good that you never limited yourself.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, it's just some stuff can scare me a little, but since I didn't experience them, I wouldn't say I will never do that, because with the right partner, it can always be nice. That's my motto.
Okay. Good motto.
Not only in sex, actually. So.
Okay, last one.
I'm free.
Without mentioning names, unless you feel compelled, how many GWA members have managed to invade or otherwise enter your fantasies? If your answer is none, is your fantasy partner a specific someone or someone non-specific?
Okay, my fantasies. I mean, so no name, because I'm shy.
Oh.
Let me count. That's not so much. Let's say three.
Three?
Yeah.
It's kind of low.
What?
That's low.
Ah, I'm picky.
Oh, okay. Well, then whoever they are, they should feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was your final question, Denver.
So, I'm finally free.
Finally free. I'll let you go now.
Oh. Thank you, bomb girl.
You are most welcome anytime.
And thank you, Rob.
Yes,
awesome
thank
questions.
You, Rob, for your awesome questions. To Rob.
Yeah, for just a manly handshake.
Bye-bye.
Bye.